A world-class drummer for Jason Aldean joins us here on the Music Universe podcast. Hey, man, how's the quarantine going for you?
Oh, it goes. I'm enjoying being with my family. That's the truth.
Yeah.
Really.
Might as well, you know,
you don't drive me that nuts.
And you might as well take it all in while you can, right?
100%.
So you and I have been pretty busy lately doing all of these interviews. We've taken advantage of the quarantine time, getting hooked up with some great artists that we're chatting mm-hmm. with. Most of the interviews have been in tandem, but yep. now we've got at least one of our own that we've done. And today's guest is none other than Jason Aldean drummer Rich Redman. He's been on every album, every music video, behind every tour, every TV appearance, anything that Jason's performing live with a full band. Rich is the drummer. Super cool guy and super nice and a world of knowledge. So we got Rich Redman joining us here on the Music Universe podcast. How's it going, brother?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
Not too bad. Just making the most of this quarantine.
Yeah, totally. It's a good time for creative types. Because we have all day to be creative, and we don't have to worry about traveling and airports and backstages and all that kind of stuff. And then other folks that aren't used to it, hopefully they can catch up on spring cleaning, family time, mm-hmm. and all that stuff. So it's not all bad.
Yeah, definitely. And I know. For what you do, you're out a lot, you're touring, you're recording, you're doing your own podcast. What are you doing to stay busy during this time?
Oh man, I'm so busy. It's crazy. Like things like this, I get busier than ever because when I'm on the road with like Jason Aldean or in the recording studio, it's like you're so busy focusing on that track, the responsibilities that go with those things that sometimes other things kind of get left behind. So man, I get up every day. I do a workout. I'm here in sunny West Hollywood. So my girlfriend and I go for a nice long walk or I'll go for a run. And of course everyone's trying to stay 6 feet away from each other. So it's like a video game, a zombie shoot 'em up or something. And you're like running around and I've got the sticks in my hands, staying loose and doing a little reading, a little cooking, doing a Netflix thing. And for the last 5 years, I've been studying acting here in Los Angeles. So we're all like everyone, all sorts of online classes it's all the rage. So everyone's using Zoom so we can, stay connected and stay in the game,
Yeah, because I think that's super important. Now is the time that, like you said, you can just catch up on things. I play drums myself, but I haven't really had a whole lot of time to just focus on it. So right. It's like I can finally play and not have to worry about really much else.
That's great. Get the time in on the instrument. It's a great thing.
Oh, absolutely. So I know that when you said you record, obviously that you focus on that. And I want to discuss a little bit about the studio stuff because I see that you post the tracks of you actually tracking it. Is everybody in the studio with you or is that just a scratch vocal whenever you're actually recording it and then you just kind of dub that over later?
No, actually, that's what's so unique about the Jason Aldean's recordings is that it's very much like old classic rock or Motown or Stax Records, where everybody's in the room at the same time. So you've got drums, bass, two electric guitars, an acoustic guitar in a booth, steel guitar on the floor, and keyboards on the floor. And then behind the glass is Jason singing a scratch track, his producer, two engineers, any entourage type people, and the coffee flows, and the songs are so great. And we get in there and we bring them to life. And I just happen to always stick a camera there in the room, and I capture the raw audio of the drums, and then I resync it to the finished track. That people can hear on the radio. And then I throw a lot of that stuff up on YouTube. So I have a YouTube channel that I've been populating for at least 12 years. It's got almost 500 videos on it. It's just youtube.com/RichRedmond. And people seem to like that kind of like behind the scenes stuff.
Oh yeah, it's great. I love that kind of stuff. And I watch those videos when you post them. They're just really informative too, because you just get to see what it's like, what the energy is like. And you got so much energy anyway, but to see that in the studio, it's like, man, you really bring this song to life, just yourself. It's really, really inspiring.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know we could talk drums all day because we're both drummers, but obviously we got a little a little less time than that, but so some of your drumming stuff, I know a few years ago we connected through email for Drumming in the Modern World. That had just come out. That's over 5 hours of insightful and educational stuff. How's that going for you, and is there a possibility of a follow-up?
That's great, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, I have a product at drummingintheModernWorld.com, and it basically outlines, you know, all the things you need to know, like technique things and styles and coordination, and then percussion and loops and playing with click tracks and everything that a drummer in the modern world would need to know. All the things that I've kind of learned over 40 years of playing the drums and 30 years of playing the drums professionally. And it's great. It's just a product. If you go to the newly redesigned richredmond.com, R-E-D-M-O-N-D, you can just click on the shop page. And on the shop page, there's a link to Drumming in the Modern World. And thanks for reminding me. I'm actually probably going to, for this zombie apocalypse thing that we're going through, I'm going to put it on sale for everyone. So, nice. So that they can, it's usually $2.99. I think I'm going to put it on sale for $99. So everybody can grab it and, you know, work on it and be inspired, to get those skill sets they need to get together to like work in a Los Angeles or a Nashville.
Yeah. I might grab that myself actually. That's that's very, very nice price for that. And there's just so much involved in it, and I asked about a follow-up because I know you spend a lot, and I mean a lot of time recording and just putting all this together. Tell us about a little bit about the process and how you came up with exactly what you needed to make this work for really everyone that wants to learn.
Yeah. Well, man, I appreciate it. I have a teacher's heart. I've been playing drums since 1976, and I ended up, you know, getting my bachelor's degree at Texas Tech University, and then my master's degree at the University of North Texas, which is kind of like a famed music school. And so I went there, and then graduated from that school, and then went out boldly into to cultivate my music career. And so I moved to Nashville in February of 1997. So I've been there a little over 23 years, and it's been really, really great. I've survived the music business there. I like to almost think I've been thriving in the music business there. Of course, the first couple of years are rough for any kind of like artistic journey. Usually, you know, you're parking cars and you're waiting tables and you're doing construction and I was a substitute teacher all day, and then I would go and I would play in the clubs all night. So nice. Just looking back at all the skills, you know, I was thinking about the skills that kind of helped me along the way and identifying those things. I wanted to put that into that educational package. And, you know, there's a lot of drummers out there that just, they show their chops and it's licks and solos. And I've never been hired for a job because of my licks and solos. It's always about bringing a song to life. So I kind of wanted to outline all those things and share that. And I do other things like I have all the Jason Aldean and Thompson Square records completely transcribed. So if you're a musician, you're a drummer, and you know how to read music, you could just go to my website and for free as a gift to go through this kind of pandemic we're going through, you can download the drum transcriptions for every Jason Aldean song ever recorded for free.
Wow. That is all. That's some knowledge right there, because I know you guys just typically for demos, listen to the song once, maybe twice, you chart it, you go play it like you guys have been playing it forever. So to actually offer these transcriptions, that's a killer offer right there.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. And now moving to what you do a lot of, you do lessons, clinics, master classes, you do your crash and drum intensive and drummers weekends. Can people find stuff from Drumming in the Modern World? Do you use that in these sessions for people?
Yeah, I mean, Drumming in the Modern World is just kind of like my love letter to life. It's kind of like, I don't have any children, so it's kind of like my legacy. It'll be there around there forever. But I always love teaching in the flesh. I always tell kids, you know, that YouTube is a great thing, but it's also a rabbit hole. There's no consistent, you know, syllabus. There's no methodical way to learn anything. It's like, you know, 1 second you're typing in how to hold the drumsticks, and the next thing you know, there's a lightning fast double bass solo, and there's no way to get from point A to point B. So as a teacher, when I do clinics or lessons or masterclasses in the flesh or even online, you know, it's having that one-on-one experience and being able to tell somebody this is how what they need to do to get from point A to point B is a very exciting thing. And then along the way, that grew into me speaking. You know, so I'm a motivational speaker for Fortune 100 companies. So I have a lot of clients like Cisco and Hewlett Packard and Microsoft and Hard Rock Hotels and pharmaceutical companies and farming companies and banking companies. And I go and I play the drums and I speak and I talk to the kids and the adults about my CRASH concept for success, which is basically an acronym. It stands for commitment, relationships, attitude, skill, and hunger. And yeah, if anybody wants to learn about that, I wrote a book. It's on Amazon. It's called Crash Course for Success, 5 Ways to Supercharge Your Personal and Professional Life. And it's a bestseller on Amazon. And if you're in corporate America, and after we get through this kind of thing, you're looking for a way to kind of like rock your team and get them excited and motivated about going into 2021, then all that information is right there on my website.
Yeah, and I was just on your website. I'm still on it, and I really am enjoying the layout of it. It's super cool. Some movement there, and very informative. So yes, everyone can check out all the Fortune 500 companies you've worked with. And it's funny you say goodbye PowerPoint pep talk.
Yeah.
No more PowerPoint. We got a drumming legend right here with us. So that is awesome.
Oh,
and I know you split your time between Nashville and LA. That's where you're at right now. And you've done some acting. So tell us about how you got the bug for that.
Well, I think it's like, I have a teacher's heart, but I think deep down I'm an entertainer and I like to make a difference in people's lives. So when I do my speeches, I like to tell everybody my purpose in life is to change lives and affect people in a positive way. And I know I could do that through music, I could do it through education, and I could do it through entertainment. So I've kind of always had that bug. And in 2015, a friend reached out to me and said he was filming a horror film and he had a part for me. So I played a detective in a horror film called Reawakened. And then that led to me playing a DJ in another horror film on Netflix called All Light Will End. And then I met some more folks and I ended up playing a cop on a hit TV series on the Sci-Fi Channel called Happy. And I got to like fight with Christopher Maloney, who is, you know, the lead character of the show. But if you might remember him as the lead detective on Law and Order SVU. So,
oh, yeah.
So I'm in the game. You know, it's hard. It's hard to be a master, a slave. I'm kind of like a slave to all these things. And so I kind of fit all these things around my touring and recording obligations with Jason Aldean, which is very difficult. Like, so I have like an audition for a film that's going to be shooting in October, and I have to film myself here at my condo doing my lines and send it to the casting director, and you do your best work, and then you hope that the phone call comes in, that the team likes you, and then they hire you. And then if you get hired, you're hoping that the shooting schedule is actually going to work, or you wait to see if they have any flexibility in the shooting schedule. So my schedule is like Tetris. It's just like I try to fit everything in there and just be productive at all times, productive and creative. And it's very challenging, but I love it, man. And like anything, I take it very seriously. You know, I've always have up-to-date headshots and up-to-date reels, and you know, I have a team looking out for me, and I take classes. And so it's really fun. It's a really cool hobby that I'm slowly but surely trying to turn into something more sustainable.
Yeah, and I've watched your acting reel. I've seen an older one. I'm not sure if the new one that's up is, if I've seen that one, but very impressive.
Well, thank you.
Folks can check out your IMDb page, your resume, your headshots, and all that at your website as
well. Oh, yeah, cool. I'll
definitely publish that link.
Thank you. Yeah, I actually I've got a little Vimeo channel, which is that's a really convenient thing to do. We're living in this modern age where there's all these really cool free tools for us to promote our businesses and our interests and our endeavors. So I just have vimeo.com/Rich Redmond. And on there, it's like my acting reels and my voiceover reels and my hosting reels. And there's like drumming mashups and little short films that I've done. And so it's fun, you know? So there's creative people out there. There's so many ways to promote your creativity, your creations, your interests, your businesses for, you know, for free.
Yeah, it definitely is. Cause I know, I wish YouTube was around whenever I was a kid and had all these learning tools, because you just had, you know, you always were taking drum lessons and having books and maybe videos, but you never had at your fingertips. So now everything is at anyone's fingertips and they can just really connect on anything. You could, you know, like you said, you're using Zoom now to learn acting. That was never thought of back then. You had to do that in person.
Oh, yeah, it's so crazy. You know, but at the same time, I loved going to my drum lessons every Saturday morning and having the fear of God, you know, put into me of not being prepared for my lesson and what my teacher was going to do. So I just always made sure that I was prepared. And then you go in and there's that, you know, that visceral interaction between two human beings. It's really hard to even do that on Zoom or Skype or FaceTime, you know.
Right, right. And I know with this, I know you, Jason's tour dates have been postponed. So I guess that everything kind of just lies in wait right now to see how things are going to go. And hopefully that, you know, if you get this acting gig, hopefully that will work out, because I'm sure those are going to be pushed to the fall at some point. Or
yeah, I mean, you never know. We were thinking of possibly, I think a lot of the Live Nation acts are thinking of possibly going back to work July 1st, but I don't know. It really is hurry up and wait. So, in a perfect world, we would get this thing under control and we could just go back on tour in July and do everything as normal.
Yeah, definitely. And you also have a podcast, so I appreciate you coming on ours. And what really got me, I had been wanting to do a podcast for a while. And when we first met at the Dirk show, I wasn't doing it. And then I saw you were doing it. And it kind of inspired me too. But I just saw you and Tommy Harden on it the other day, and I reached out to you guys. I'm like, I got to get these guys on here because they're just talking so cool to each other about just the industry life. What's it like having your own podcast and having all these? I mean, you had Lindsay Ellen there, who you've worked with. You've had other legendary studio drummers in there, just a variety of guests that come to your place and you guys chat for an hour or however long, and you actually film it. So it's also on YouTube, it's on Apple, it's on Spotify and everywhere. What is that like to actually be able to do that and chat with all these wonderful people?
Oh, man, it is it's a real thrill. And it's just proof that if you double down and you put your energies into something and you really focus on it, what you can accomplish. I mean, in the blink of an eye, I have 50 episodes of the podcast, and I got some really true believers in my corner. I got my girlfriend. She's like 4 feet away from me. She's like, I'm the biggest fan of the Rich Redmond Show. You got to do this. Of course, this is coming from a girl who has listened to Howard Stern for 30 years every day. Yeah. So she's a really good judge of like what a good talk show is. So, I mean, just, it's really exciting. You know, you get a theme song created and you get your theme video created and then you get your studio together. And then before you know it, you're like, oh my God, how many people do I know in the world of music that I've worked with over the last 30 years? So, I mean, without even trying, I could just have all my friends on this show and never, you know, miss a beat. But it's awesome just to have a nice 1 hour conversation with people and talk about music and motivation and success and then some funny stories along the way. And we laugh. And my goal is just to have people laugh and learn. And then at the end of an hour, 70 minutes, they go, oh my God, I've been walking on the treadmill for an hour. I didn't even feel it, you know, because they're so, so entertained.
Oh yeah, I've seen a few of them, and you know, you had Paul Lime on there. It just, these stories these guys can tell you, they're just fascinating.
Well, it's funny, we had like really great comedians like Victoria Jackson from Saturday Night Live and Dusty Slay, who's slaying it. Dusty Slay is a really on fire comedian. He does a lot of work touring the nation, and then he's on David Spade's Lights Out all the time, and he co-hosts the Grand Ole Opry a lot now, so he's like crushing it. And then we have like all my drummer friends, like your Greg Morrows and your Tommy Hardens and your Lonnie Wilsons and your Eddie Bears, like literally legendary guys. And if you're not a musician and you're listening to the radio, you're going to hear these guys playing the drums. And then, you know, starting to get some great recording artists now, like your Tyler Farrs and your Lindsay Ells and your David Cooks. So no matter who they are or what walk of life they come from, we're just trying to have a nice conversation that people can leave feeling inspired or laughing. So it's a blast. And yeah, so it's just the Rich Redmond Show on all platforms, and you can even watch it on YouTube.
Yeah, absolutely. And how often do you publish an episode?
We do Tuesdays and Fridays, and this week was a little crazy, so we did Wednesday, and then there'll be we'll have Monday. So it's usually like Monday and Friday or Tuesday and Saturday, but twice a week.
Okay. And do you have enough to kind of keep you going through this weird time we're in?
I do, yeah. Sometimes I usually have like 20 or 25 in the queue at all times, and then I just drip them out to a week, and I'm glad that we did that. And now that everybody is so in love with Zoom, there's like 800,000 downloads the first week of the quarantine. So it's the best time in the world to buy stock in Zoom.
yeah, right.
I'm going to be doing a lot of Zoom interviews, and then I'll just send the audio file to my co-host, Jim McCarthy, jimmccarthyvoiceovers.com. He's an awesome guy. He's a drummer turned radio man turned voiceover artist, and now he's a podcast producer. And so it's so great to have these kind of like relationships with like super talented people that you consider friends as well.
Oh yeah, and you guys have a really great chemistry together. I just see you guys cut back and forth, and he might start laughing at something, or kind of gets you guys all tickled and stuff. So it's really entertaining to watch as well. But the stories you guys are just able to just share, I'm really glad you've done that, because I don't know of a drummer that has really kind of given much insight on that level into the business.
Oh,
it's very fascinating.
Well, I do appreciate it. There's my friend of mine, Nick Ruffini. He has a podcast called Drummer's Resource, and Drummer's Resource has been around for like, I think almost 10 years. And he's got like, oh my God, almost over 600 episodes. And he actually has the number one drum podcast in the world. And so since Nick and I are great friends and he's already kind of done that, I said, you know, I'd rather have mine be more of like a radio show. So even if I talk to a drummer, it's the lighter side of that drummer. Because I don't really like to talk about sticks and widgets and what kind of pedals do you use. It's like boring. Right. It's like there's so many podcasts that do that. I want to talk about, where is this guy from? How did he get into drums? Like, are his parents still alive? What kind of music is he listening to right now? Does he like Mexican food? What is his workout like? That kind of stuff. Just fun stuff.
Yeah, that's what I like, because I like to hear about the person and about their experience, not about necessarily what gear they use.
Yeah.
Because I know what gear I like and what gear I use, and it's cool if you like what you like, but it doesn't get me going too much talking about the gear. But you also have Pick Rich's Brain podcast. Tell us about that one. How does that differ from the other one?
Yeah, we did. I did, I think, 20 episodes of the Pick Rich's Brain podcast, and you can still find that on all the platforms. And it was a different format. It was like Jim was like the voice of God. He was like off screen, and I was on screen. And we were experimenting. We were trying to find something. And then I think, you know, the radio format is the format of the show we have now is much better, and it's being received better. And I put out 20 episodes, I think, in a 2-year period. So all the people that were listening were like, this is so incredible. We love it. But can you put out some more episodes? Like, it's like, so I didn't double down on it. But then when I made the decision to like, okay, no matter what, we're doing 2 episodes a week of this thing, because, you know, a serious podcaster, I mean, there's a million podcasts out there, and there's a lot of it is garbage. A lot of it is noise, and it clogs up the airwaves. And, you know, we're trying to compete with the Mark Marons and the Joe Rogans, which is going to be impossible, because they started 15 years ago when podcasting wasn't cool, you know, right. But, you know, you definitely need a good product, and you need to be incredibly consistent. So that's why I made that commitment to it. And if there's any listeners out there that have, you know, mom and pop businesses, or they have, you know, they're in corporate America, you know, School of Rock sponsors our show, but we're always looking for more sponsors. We're excited about that.
Oh yeah, I know. I see the School of Rock stuff, and my daughter was watching it with me. She goes, I want to go there. I'm like, well, those are in Nashville, and we don't have one in Bakersfield, but I know there's one in LA. So
she's playing.
Yeah, I think there's one. I thought there was, at least.
Oh, yeah. You know, there's two. Well, there's two in the Nashville area. They're everywhere. There's 250 locations globally. So there's got to be one in Bakersfield. If not, hey, we'll get somebody out there to start one.
there we go. Yeah, there's not. But there's about 3 of them so far in L.A. So, yeah, she plays guitar and sings. And she's like, I want to do that. I'm like, well, maybe at some point we can, you know, get you to Nashville and check it out. Because that does seem like a lot of fun for kids. And that wasn't around when near where I am from either whenever I was growing up, so I didn't get to participate in that. But I'm sure that's got to be fun, just to go with the kids and hang out with them and just teach them, you know, whenever you get a chance as well.
Yeah, it's an incredible thing. And my friends Angie and Kelly McCrite there in Nashville, they have two really amazing locations. So it's a great thing to get your kids involved in. It really is.
Absolutely. So is there anything else that you would like to chat about? Like maybe what fans can expect when they do see you out on the road?
Oh, my God. When this all passes and the zombies are all killed, we are going to get back out on the road, and we're going to bring our unique brand of country rock music to you. And I'm going to have that beautiful black set of DWs, and I'm going to go out there and sweat my brains out for you guys. And you guys are going to hear the hits, and it's going to be everything you expect from us. And, you know, along the way, there'll be all sorts of other fun things. You know, I have some sessions coming up in Nashville with a variety of artists that I am going to be recording with in the studio, but I don't even know what that looks like, because it's really hard to social distance in the recording studio. You know what I mean? Yeah, so definitely. A lot of things are kind of on the back burner, but you know, I'm pretty easy to find. If you guys look me up on the socials, it's just @RichRedmond, and Instagram is where I put a lot of my effort in. I usually have been trying to go live once a day and answer questions about the music business or motivation or, you know, staying motivated or what success, how to, you know, cultivate success in your life. And even those drumming questions, like what kind of pedals do you use? What kind of drum key do you, you know, I just like to be there for people. Somebody told me that I was the Gary V of drums, and I was like, hey, I'll take it, you know?
Nice. And you're also available for events if somebody wants to book you.
Totally. I actually sometimes I'll do triple threats for corporations. I'll be hired to MC the event. So basically I'll be like your kind of like a combination of a comedian and a Ryan Seacrest type guy. And I'll keep the energy going for the entire event. And then I'll do a 1-hour keynote where I mix the drums in and there's audience interaction. And then maybe I'll have at the end of the event, I'll have like an all-star band. And so that's kind of a really, I had a great one coming up for Oracle, which is a, you know, a big company. We were going to be at the Venetian, the big ballroom in the Venetian. So I was really looking forward to that. I lost a bunch of speeches. I lost a bunch of clinics, but I'm not really going to complain about it. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that are suffering, that have lost their jobs. It's a really intense, I mean, we haven't seen this in our lifetime, you know?
Right.
So I'm just trying to get up every day and work on the things I can control. And like, you know, like your health, like your body, like your skill, like, you know, being organized in life and setting goals and all that kind of stuff. And hopefully everything else will work itself out and we'll be back doing our thing.
Absolutely. And I'll have to catch you guys on the road sometime. I still haven't made a show.
Oh, yeah, Matt. Anytime, man. Anytime.
Absolutely. Well, Rich, I appreciate you taking time out of our quarantine to chat with us. And best of luck to you, and look forward to all of your future endeavors.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. And hey, your listeners they're in good hands, man.
I appreciate it.
All right, man. Thank you so much.
All right, take care. All right.
So here's the thing. We're quarantined. You did your interview. I did my interview. We've been going with some media stuff all afternoon. I didn't get a chance to listen to it. I'm going to listen to it as a final episode. Question I wanted to ask is, do you guys talk about Harvest Fest?
No.
No?
That was, no. We did not talk about that. He sent me some talking points before that, and that was one thing he wished not to discuss.
That is 100% understandable. I just ask because I know he does some motivational speaking, and if you go to his website, you see a little bit of that. So I just didn't know if maybe he had folded that experience into his message. But I can totally respect that he didn't want to talk about that.
And, you know, I probably, that wasn't honestly even on my mind to ask him before he brought that up. So, you know, I probably wouldn't have asked that anyway. But, you know, yeah. We'd be respectful, and it's good that they send over ideas that they want to discuss as well. But yeah. I could have really dubbed this episode Drum Talk with Rich Redmond on the Music Universe podcast. We could have went on, but he was super sweet to take time out of his quarantine to chat with me from his West LA residence. He splits his time between Nashville and out here. So pretty cool guy, and best of luck to him. And hopefully we'll get some more cool drummers on and other musicians as well.
Ding, dinner's done.
Nah, just my daughter.
Oh, good. All right, buddy. Well, I think that's time to sign off. For the Music Universe podcast, I'm Matt.
And I'm Buddy. Thanks for listening to the Music Universe podcast, and keep checking out the latest news and updates at themusicuniverse.com.